excellence as possible. I've had the privilege of coaching church and business leaders in different countries. It's been such a blast and honor. Some companies were openly faith-based and nonprofit, and others were great businesses with Christian owners. It's interesting to study the opportunity involved in being a faith-based person in a corporate environment. When you work in a corporate environment, it requires an extra level of wisdom and insight to integrate your faith in an effective way. The Bible says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Matthew chapter 10. Have you ever struggled to integrate your faith into a classical corporate structure? I have. After I accepted Christ into my life at 22 years of age, I wanted to win all my friends, their fellow hockey players, teachers, and family to Jesus. I was on fire, excited about the good news. I could never imagine the backlash to my fervency. Everyone seemed to be so upset with me. In my zeal, I made so many mistakes. I had to take a few steps back to learn how to reach them for Christ in a better way. I'd love to start sharing my discoveries with you today. These principles are developed in detail in my recent book, The Keys of the Kingdom. But here's a brief summary. First, seek knowledge and wisdom. Solomon penned these recommendations. Proverbs 23. Buy the truth and don't sell it. Also, wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Listen, maybe you should go to school. Pursue more certifications. Read books and listen to intelligent podcasts. So much is available for free on YouTube. TED Talks and so many more resources are at your fingertips to grow in knowledge. I recently started my doctoral studies at FIU. I wanted to do this since I graduated with a master's degree in psychology and counseling in 1984. Incredible. It took me 38 years to jump back into my classical studies. I'm so thrilled. But can I be honest with you? Things have changed. Online courses and virtual libraries are messing with my mind. It's been very hard for me to adapt and make time and learn new skills. But I feel alive. Listen, there's a big world out there. So jump back into learning and growing. One of my professors, Dr. Bohm, recently shared this quote, "Reading is leading." I believe it. And I hope that you do too, because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.